I get up, and nothing ever gets me down. You got a tough, I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You gotta roll with the punches and get to what's real.
Getting to what's real, baby.
Okay. Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against a record machine. Hey, hey. I ain't the worst that you've seen.
No, I'm not, baby.
Can't you see what I mean?
Go, go, go.
Might as well jump.
Might as well, baby. Easy to remember.
Might as well jump.
It's good advice.
Go ahead and jump. Go ahead and jump.
Roth Radio. David Lee Roth live and in charge, baby. So large, I need a barge, Sarge. What a good guest she was, huh? Elizabeth Haight. We're going to have to bring Liz in every Monday now. She is the relationship counselor for the New York Post, allegedly. She's the columnist, and we were just talking about good vibrations here. Animal, have you ever had to slug it out with a vibrator on behalf of your woman's loyalty?
Well, you know, I was kind of glad you kept me out of the set because me and my wife had a discussion about this over in the air, and all her people is at the radio at where she work at be listening to this.
Okay, well, then don't.
So I can't say nothing, man. I was glad I was in the back, man, because I'd have been so busted.
Okay,
man.
But you know what? Once you do accomplish that meeting of the minds, I think we can provide you with some soundtrack here. I asked Liz earlier, you know, what music would you be listening to? I think that it would probably be different.
I like a lot of drums in my head, man.
Okay, there you go. Then you're going to go for... Stop him before he kills again. Because I think that if you're using one hand, that would be a different kind of music, and that would might be like the Rascal Flatts song, which is up for Song of the Year. But if you were using both hands, and you were gripping little Elvis there, then you would probably want the Kanye West Gold Digger tune or something. You know, I'm just reflecting out loud here. These are my own personal tastes. You can share with us yours. 866-313-3733. Coldplay. What's your favorite Coldplay song, Animal?
Something by the Manhattans. Man, and if you put the whole album on, man, it just drives me crazy, man.
With Coldplay?
Oh, you said Coldplay. Man, I'm lost, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Roth Radio, where the debris meets the sea. Nope, I'm not myself today either, but who is? I see here there's a letter here that says there's a vibrator that pulsates with music. Do you plug it into, like, your stereo, or does it have its own music?
That note came from one of our interns over here.
Is this something that your girlfriend found, or is this something that you found for your girlfriend here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
How do you know about this? What happens with the vibrator that it pulsates with music? Does the music come self-contained, kind of like, or can you plug it into your iPod?
Yeah, you plug it into your iPod, and then it just starts vibrating and pulsating with the music, so you get a nice techno mix going. And
oh, okay, so you can really set this up. You can build the whole program. You could start off with something kind of dreamy, a ballad, right? And then you could build to, you know, well, I get this.
The folks in Boston would know about this because when I was up there working there, we interviewed the lady that invented this instrument on a morning show up there about a year ago now.
I want to get one. Let's get one and see if we can't figure out how this works.
If that lady's listening in Boston, and I'm sure she is, she should give us a call then.
It's called the Audio, AUDIO-H. It's the Audio. Oh, I get it.
Audio.
I wonder what you plug it into. No joke intended. I mean the other end. Do you plug it into your computer, or do you plug it into your iPod, or can you set it to your telephone and have people call you incessantly, or... The mind reels.
My friend Bill's got her phone number. He'll call me.
I love this.
Hey, Dave, I'm gonna bust my wife a little bit on
Please
one thing
do
that
not.
I've done.
Please do not. I know her. I don't need to hear about it.
Okay.
Anyway, Speed of Sound. No pun intended. Speed of Sound. That's the name of the song. It's by Coldplay. I recommended earlier that she could keep the vibrator in the freezer. I actually had a girl request that. She requested that I keep the condoms in the freezer, too. But they don't seem to hold the temperature like I would have wished, you know. At any rate,
Wouldn't they snap then?
No, they don't actually, Hutch. Anyway, best rock performance by a duo or a group with vocal, and this is Speed of Sound by Coldplay. Go ahead and run that track, Hutch, if you would there. Let's see what they got cooking. Best rock performance, this is up by Coldplay. sounds like you too. Thousands of tiny little notes urging you to let go, with music so thin you feel like you're hearing nothing at all. Stop it. Stop it. It sounds like U2 to me. Brian, what do you think? Is that a U2 rip or what?
Come kinda, on. Yeah, and it also reminds me of one of their own songs from the last album.
I was about to say that. Yeah. Are they sounds rip- like everything like they've ever done.
Okay, so they're intermarrying. Is that, do you know the song there, Beyond? Go ahead, man.
That's an older one.
That sounds like something.
Yellow. That was yellow.
That sounds like something that I would expect the Vermont teddy bears to have tape recorded inside of them. There, honey.
And then there was clocks, and that sounds the same.
Like
yellow
the
word, sounds.
I like the song
the same.
Daylight.
See,
I don't know. I can't tell the difference between this. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like U2 to me. It sounds like somebody made a conscious decision to sound like Bono and
it's
to sound.
Funny because he actually in an interview recently he talked about wanting to be the next U2. Actually said it like to save the world kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's okay to start welding things together, but as listeners, you shouldn't be able to detect the weld marks. You shouldn't be able to so easily determine where it was stolen from. It's all stolen from somewhere, but you should be able to buff it out into your own style to a degree where people go, I think I taste curry, but I'm not sure. That's creative artwork. Okay, Coldplay, we have your phone number. You're out of here. How about the Foo Fighters? We see a lot of the Foo Fighters here, and this is from In Your Honor. The Best of You, I think, is the name of the track. Go ahead, rev it up here for best rock performance.
I got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist? Don't be abused. Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Are you dawning on to someone new?
Okay, I think I got the number on this one. Stop. This is the John Candy approach to comedy. Just yell a lot. Lean into it, and whatever you yell and scream, that means heartfelt, correct? Am I on the money on this here? You got a couple of boring chords, all right? The tone is like, reminds me of overdue dentist appointments. You got that nice, harsh, compressed kind of a tone there. And when you finally run out of lyrical content, you scream to show that you really mean it. And of course, what Nirvana popularized for that generation was go really, really soft, then really, really loud, because you probably can't play anything in between. Animal, right?
Now, you mentioned Nirvana. Did you know the guy named Pat that was in Nirvana? He was one of the founders of Foo Fighters.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
And there's a similarity.
He was a good friend of mine.
There's a similarity in there. But this material sounds like an old Journey song to me. This sounds like Triumph or something. This is, you know, classic.
Exactly.
This is classic rock. And instead of singing now the ardently super familiar I love you, I love you, I can't live without you lyric, I will now do a classic rock Bon Jovi kind of lyric from the 1980s to this music. Play it from the beginning if you would there, Hutch. Go ahead. Go ahead. Spin on it. Here we go. This is the Foo Fighters. I'll give it the better reading. Here we go. Go ahead.
I've got another confession to make.
I stand too tall, 'cause I'm a fighter.
Everyone's got the chains to break.
I live my own life, and I'm going higher. Strap your hands, cross my...
Sorry, I became Bruce Springsteen, but you understand what I'm saying there. Again, that's, you know, if you do like this, then it seems to have more importance. But otherwise, I'm hearing Moon in June there. Sorry, you flunk. How about Franz Ferdinand?
The British band.
Who is it? Where are they from?
They're a British band, aren't they, Franz Ferdinand?
I think they might actually be from Scotland. And the track comes from an album called You Could Have It So Much Better. Somebody playing a joke on me? No, that's actually the title of the album. I thought the producers were just giving me a little nudge in the side here. You know what? Let's see what Paul thinks of Coldplay before we move on to the next one here. Hit up on a phone call one time, Hutch. 866-313-3733. Talk to me about Coldplay, friend. You're on.
Yeah, Dave.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Paul. Dave.
How are you, Paul?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to tell you I'm a big fan from way back. I saw you here in Pittsburgh back in 85. You came here with Steve Vai and Billy Sheehan. It was an awesome show.
What about Coldplay? What are you thinking?
Okay, yeah, Coldplay, basically, I'm a big U2 fan. And Coldplay I liked a lot at first. And they just basically have been writing the same song over and over again. I think they're one of the most overrated bands probably about the past 10 years.
Well, what happens is people start to imitate themselves way too early in the career, and it starts to become incestuous. And you know what happens with incest? You get retarded children. The same thing happens to your music. Do you not hear his voice desperately attempting to sound like Bono?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And don't get me wrong, Bono is trying to save the earth. I'm just trying to save 30 or 40 radio stations here, and I have all the respect for him. What I don't have a respect for is the younger brother's inheritance. There's always one guy who goes first, and everybody else is like a parrot that just imitates what came beyond. Agreed or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree, actually.
Is the Coldplay fella the one with the Jesus complex? Is that the fella who was doing the Jesus routine in the videos or whatever?
No, that's a guy from Creed.
Oh, that's Creed. Okay.
Yeah, he's even worse.
Well, he has an equally exalted view of himself. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. So much for Coldplay. But we got Franz Ferdinand, right?
Yeah.
Are these guys gay? Is that what's going... No. I'm serious, because didn't they have a song that was from a guy to a guy or something like that that caused a lot of controversy on the dance floor and so forth like this? I may be completely off the mark, but this may be that issue there. If somebody knows, dial me in at 866-313-3733. Go ahead. This is up for Best Rock Performance. It's called Do You Want To?
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me. And now I know that it's you. You're lucky, lucky, you're so lucky.
Nice. Okay, stop the track there. Stop the track. Does anybody remember the Bay City Rollers?
Also, Supergrass.
Oh, is that what it sounds
There's
like?
A band called Supergrass that sounds like this. From
it's
like,
the same kind of thing. There's a Beatles element.
That's what I said. It's like the Beatles to me.
That's completely mixed in there, and you know, and it's Drive My Car in the very beginning. You know, and I got something to say. She said, "Baby, listen to me." You know what? I want to be famous and star of MTV. Oh, I just fudged the lyrics there. Take it again from the very beginning. Take a listen. It starts off the Beatles, but again, you've got that scratching, harsh tone there. This is real popular now because of all the compression. It forces all the instruments right up into the front of the speaker. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me. And now I know. You're lucky, you're so lucky.
In 20 years, is somebody going to turn to each other, put the vibrator down, and go, "Honey, it's our song"? No, really. Is there going to be a class reunion in 20 summers when somebody goes, "It's Smack My Bitch Up, Honey. It's our favorite song. Kids, this is the song I met your mother to." I got to wonder. I don't know. It's got a nice kind of a instrumental twist in there. I don't know if I'm in love with the rest of the tune. Who knows? Anyways, Tony, British bands, number 6. Give me a generalization. Roth Radio, you're on. Hit it, Tony.
Hey, David Lee Roth. Guys, basically what I'm just trying to say is, you know, these guys, all from these British bands and everything, I mean, they're all just regurgitating stuff that the Beatles have done. You know, it's just, there's nothing new about it. Nothing, you know, it's not appealing.
I haven't heard anything new yet. Why do you think we haven't heard anything new?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a little out of touch, you know.
But so am I a little bit, but we would be very much in touch if something amazing came along, if something that cracked the sky happened. I assure you, we would know about it, certainly in the room here at the Wrecking Crew. How is it that there is no new brilliance out there? What is causing that, do you think?
Oh, I tell you, I mean, it's the culture. I mean, even today, I mean, to switch the subject real quick, like going into movies, there's nothing new coming out. It's all old, like, you know, remakes of an old movie just because they have, you know, digital sound now, and everyone's just trying to remix everything old just to try to get the fan base.
Okay, certainly in the commercial arena, you're absolutely correct. But what about the independent nation that's happening in terms of cinema? You know, the way the Tarantinos and so forth started out. Where is that in music today? I'm not hearing anything that is so super original, groundbreaking. Now, pop music always existed. For every Beatles, there were two Herman's Hermits and three Monkees, okay? That still exists in every kind of music today. But I want to know, where's the new Beatle? Where's the new Hendrix? Where's the new, I don't know, I'm going to lump us in, the new Van Halen, the new Zeppelin, the new Stonesy, the new Janis Joplin, or wherever. I'm just not hearing it. Is it because kids today aren't as smart? Is it because the musicians just aren't as good? What happened here? I'm wondering out loud. What do you think?
Laziness.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree. Thanks. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more. After this.
Oh,
after this.
I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Bienvenido a Dave TV, la primer radiotransmisión gráfica completamente internacional. Dave TV. Solo lo hacemos porque te queremos. Dave TV. Welcome to Dave TV, the first completely international graphic radio transmission.
Yourself there, homeboy. Live in the background there, that's B. Young in the forefront. Brian Young on the electric guitar. Best rock instrumental. Go, baby. Yo. All right. We're dialing through. I'm David Lee Roth, and we are on Roth Radio. Porque te queremos. Because we love you, baby. We only do this because we love you. That chick had a great accent, huh? Little Espanol.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
Porque te queremos. Because we love you, baby. Talking about the best pop performance by a duo or a group with vocal. This is coming up in the Grammys here, and these are for established duos or groups with vocals. These aren't the new ones. Here. You guys familiar with the Black Eyed Peas? You like the Black Eyed Peas animal? Is that a favorite of yours there?
Yeah, I kind of like them and stuff. They're pretty cool.
Okay, here. We're going to listen to their song here. This is for the best pop performance by a duo or a group, and the name of the song is Don't Lie. Comes from the album Monkey Business. Let's do a song review. Go ahead, Hutch. Spin that up if you would.
Telling the fibs now. You said your trust is getting weaker. Probably because my lies just started getting deeper. And the reason for my confession is that I learned my lesson. And I really think you ought to know the truth. Because I lied and I cheated and I lied a little more. But after I did it, I don't know what I did it for.
Hit it and Double A MCO. Okay, get rid of this. Knock this off. Oh, that was hard one to write. I think we just remixed it very effectively there, and we're going to be voted right out of our job.
Hey, those guys were signed to Ruthless before the passing of Easy, but they had a song about passing gas, man, just before they got famous, though.
I saw them open for the. They opened for the Rolling Stones when the Stones played at Fenway when they opened.
That's
the
not
tour.
A band that you would put on a stadium. You wouldn't expect a sound like that to reach even the 50-yard line. You got to have the right kind of music if you're going to go
impressed.
In stadium.
I wasn't impressed.
No, neither. I'm still not impressed. Don't lie. The Black Eyed Peas. Mm. Get back to practice. Okay, the Killers. I don't know this band. This is the Killers. It comes from a track called Hot Fuss. All right, I like that so far. Mr. Brightside's the name of the track, and these guys are up for Best Pop Performance by a Duo or a Group. Go ahead. Are you ready, Hutch?
Yep.
Go ahead. This is the Killers. Hit it up. Stop. Okay, when you don't have...
Sound like a one song in one headphone and a different song in the other side.
It could potentially be that. That's a mashup. That's what that's called.
Helter Skelter from the Beatles.
Well, no. What happens is if you really don't have a melody, like Grandma Roth used to say, if you got a scrawny little tree, y'all going to need a lot more tinsel. Okay, when you don't have an actual melody, what you do is you turn up that French fried sound. It's a really squelch tone sound, like when we're in the helicopter, and it's like... It's like this, and it sounds like Voice of America or one of those old shortwave band two kind of things. Play it up from the beginning there, one more time there. Listen to all the noise in the track. This is called Tinsel. Here we go. Hit it up. Even the guitar's got it. Here. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Sounds like a taser victim. Look at him jump. He's going to do the funky chicken down there. You know what? Let's see what I think it's either Patrick or Patricia here on track 10 up here, Hutch. Dave's comments on music. Let's see. I can't tell if that's a guy or a gal. Either way, hook him up and let's see who's
Patrick,
there.
Patrick, I think. Yeah.
Patrick, you're on. Roth Radio, you're good to go.
Hey, Dave. Nice to get on the air here. Man, listen, Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters. I can't believe that you don't realize how amazing Dave Grohl is and his whole band. It's just a kick-ass band.
Okay, it may well be a kick-ass band in terms of the impact on you, but in terms of the music, in terms of the general performance, I find it wonderfully mediocre. However, the mediocre are always at their best, so you win if you bought the album.
I think they're saving rock music. You're right on the money with the Coldplay stuff. So overrated, it's just a shame.
So you think Foo Fighters are saving rock and roll, truly?
They are true rock and rollers, no gimmicks, no BS. Dave Grohl has had an amazing career, and he's worth everything he's got coming to him.
I think that in terms of doing his videos, he's made a really good presentation, but I see a failure to focus there. What I see is a jack of all trades, and then he's expanding. He's doing one kind of music, then another kind of music, and then he's expanding with a variety of different musicians. Like Stravinsky said, wild diversity is really easy. Finding a track that winds through it that is signature and unique to yourself, that's the hard part, okay? Jumping around from one style to another or from one musician to another, that's wild diversity. Diversity, and that's a pretty good way to go. But in terms of the real stuff, there's got to be a thread, either the humor or the passion or the anger that winds through all of it. And I don't hear that in the Foo Fighters. You say you do, correct?
I think it's there. I really think it's there, and I really think it's saving rock and roll, and they're keeping true.
Then you are a testimonial that all of the art takes place in our skull and not actually coming in the guitar player, that it's not actually on the record, that it happens inside of us, and that's the most important part. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733, Los Lonely Boys. I'm wondering, is this a Latino band, or are they just taking the Los?
Oh, no, they are from South America, I believe.
Are they? They don't
Mexico
sing in Spanish, do they? In Espanol?
They do some of their tunes, I believe, in Spanish.
Yeah. Y entonces nos vamos. Próximo, por favor. The next one, please. Go ahead. This is Los Lonely Boys, and it's called More Than Love. Here we go. We were in love before. Okay, stop. This is stop. We had a very special guest earlier. She was the relationship guru for the New York Post. She was describing how there is a pandemic, an epidemic of women rushing out to buy vibrators, and guys like who was just singing that song is the reason why. Okay, play it one more time to make sure. Play it one more time to make sure there's not an erection within the three-block radius here. Go ahead. One more time. Let's just be soft, baby. Here we go.
Good night, sweetheart, babe. It's time to go.
No. Play it again from the top. No, this is the kind of song that goes like this. Ready? Here we go. On behalf of our most recent guest, Elizabeth Haight from Haight.com, H-A-Y-T. Here we go. Ready?
Baby, I can't remember where I put the batteries, but that does not mean that I do not love you. Here's my toothbrush.
We were in love before.
Come on, Hutch, knock it off. You're torturing me here.
I've heard this band do a lot better. I think I have one of their albums in one of my cardboard box stashes somewhere, and they do a lot better than this crap.
Why is this song being sent up here? Is this with
it's
a movie?
Me, pal.
Did this show up with a movie or a television show or something like this? Frequently, that's the issue. That's why something like this is from Los Lonely Boys, so that sounds like an introductory album or whatever. But this is, you remember the part in Animal House, the old movie with John Belushi and everybody? And somebody is sitting on the stairway playing an acoustic guitar. That is this song. This song will get your acoustic guitar destroyed.
Well, if they're the Lonely Boys, aren't they already, they got a couple friends right there, right?
Well, no. This is why they're lonely, Brian.
Exactly. They're alone together.
Okay. Let's move ahead here to, actually, let's take a call, man. Take a call from anybody up there. Mark from Franz Ferdinand. He's on 866-313-3733. Argue with me. Mark, you're on.
Hey, Dave. Good morning. How are you?
I'm extraordinary today, Mark. How about yourself?
All right. Listen, the song you played earlier Ferdinand Play Show, whatever that was.
Sure.
That was horrible. I mean, I can't picture a guy going to a producer and going, I got the next big hit. And the guy going, fantastic, I'm going to make you a star. And as soon as he leaves, he pulls out the earplugs and goes, what did I just listen to?
How popular is Franz Ferdinand now? Do you know?
I've never heard of him.
No, they're very popular. They've been around for a couple of albums now, and they've had some controversy following them and whatever. But I, again, am like you. I am shocked at just how...
I'm from your generation. I'd rather listen to like maybe doo-wop or a cappella. That's singing. That's music.
You know what? I'll listen to anything. I don't care if it's Pink or if it's Janis Joplin back in history. I don't care if it's Kool and the Gang or if it's Jay-Z. If it's good, if it sounds good, it is good. That material reminds me of overdue dentist appointments. It sounds like somebody's throwing hot water on a sick cat. These are musical terms. I'll explain to them right after this break here. Go ahead.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
I want
Roth Radio, mashing it up extra large, so large I need a barge, Marge, and that's why they made me Sarge. 866-313-3733. We're talking Grammys, baby. All the hits, nothing but the hits that are happening, the stuff everybody's doing today. You want to go to one, or you want to actually do a phone call on this one? Take one phone call over here. Somebody wants to fight with me about rock and roll emergency. Whatever. Hit him up there. Number 12, Hutch. 866-313-3733. What's the rock and roll emergency, Paul? You're in.
How you doing, Dave? Big fan. Seen about 40 times. The rock and roll emergency is this. I think you're absolutely right. The problem is that nowadays they make songs. These bands, they go into the studio to create hits instead of making albums like the great Van Halen albums, Led Zeppelin, this and that. The other problem is that live music today, the performances on stage that you see, are all scripted. You take a Bruce Springsteen. I'm from his hometown in Freehold, New Jersey. And I'm proud to say, you know, I think the allure of a Bruce Springsteen is that you never know what you're going to get when you go to one of his shows. You never know what he's going to play. You know, most artists nowadays, what they do is they have the same songs night after night, and it just gets boring.
You're saying that it's really packaged, and that in terms of what people are doing on stage, that that's even more difficult than the actual music that they're making?
Absolutely. And I think I like your opinion. I think the record company has a lot to do with that. You know, they're looking for hits. They're not looking for an entire album.
Well, young people aren't looking for a career. They're looking for instant gratification. That's what we were talking about with Elizabeth Haight, my sex therapist, about an hour ago. The vibrator pandemic. Instant gratification. It all glues together there somehow. At least it does on Roth Radio. And if you're not looking for a career, then you're just going to pick a song here and you're going to be jumping from little pads, one to the other to the other. And the requisite career today is what, 3.5 summers long? It's like a baseball player. I asked Johnny Damon, how long is an average career of a ball player? Is it 4 years? Average length of a career for a band or a singer or somebody who's brand new now is 3.5 years. That's if you're under 23 years old here. And I see a lot of people who may actually, you know, hit the net, you know, go up and hit the net once or twice, but it's certainly not a career. It's a kind of a disappointment. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Maroon 5, they've did a thing with Sly and the Family Stone on the tribute album, whatever, but this is a track that is up for best pop performance by a duo or a group. The song is called This Love, and the name, it's a live track from Friday the 13th. Hutch, go ahead and push the button. This is not live. Simply Red. Burning in her eyes, chaos that controlled my mind.
God, I never thought of that.
All right. Come on. Beam me up, Scotty. Come on, Maroon 5. You should be marooned. What is that? That's a fake Michael Jackson kind of... Attention, people of Earth! Maroon 5, you flunked. Okay, what about the right stripes, the white stripes? His voice did not go up during his bar mitzvah. It went sideways. Let's see if he actually sings that kazoo tone over here. Do you have the white stripes up for this one? Right. This is the white stripes. The name of the song is My Doorbell. I like the title. And this is up for best pop performance by a duo or a group. Go ahead, Hutch. Hit the magical button. We will. It sounds like Betty Boop.
Sound like Bone trying to do rock and roll, man.
That's actually the best I've heard his voice.
Okay, well, it's easy to sound silly. Okay, if you want to make a cartoon voice, okay. And I think this is a caricature effort here. If this was meant with humor implied, then I give it an A+. Okay, if it was meant as a serious musical contribution, well, I'm really sorry. He sounds like he's singing backward. All the more is his achievement. That was the White Stripes. Okay, let's take a call on the White Stripes here. I saw their name up there on the list there. I think they may have split here. Anyways, Nancy, she says there's too many award shows. Nancy, you're on Roth Radio. I'm not sure what I think. Let me hear what you think. Go ahead, sweetie.
Good morning, Dave. I just have a question. Do you think all the award shows, because there's so many of them now, take away some of the prestige of having a Grammy? Or within the industry, is it respected more by you guys?
Well, in terms of the Grammy, it's a great promotional aspect. You know, you're on television, you get to walk the red carpet, you get to do interviews, and then they plant it, you know, right next to the advertisement in the window of the record store. Grammy winning, whatever.
So it's all about...
Most people will run to a thing because they see a lot of other people run to a thing. I mean, you know, if it's the most popular movie going, I'll go see it. Hey, maybe 90 million monkeys can't be wrong, all right?
So are you flattered by that? I mean, do you take that, you know, like when you win, do you feel proud that you won because you're a good musician, or are you glad because of the remuneration it's going to bring you?
I think it's both. And what one does is supported by the other. We call it the music business. Of course you want to be good. Of course you want to sell records. And the way that you do that is by doing the very best that you can as an artist. So when you win a Grammy, hopefully you're being selected for both of those things. I don't think the Grammys ruin the mystique. I think videos ruin the mystique.
I've said all the award shows, too. I mean, every day you turn the TV on, there's another award show.
Also, it's really a good acid test to see who can really do their groove on the stage without the benefit of tape, without the benefit of a whole lot of other people supporting the sound that they supposedly did by themselves. You remember seeing Ashley Simpson on the Saturday Night Live? How did you feel about that?
I didn't see it, actually. Of course, I heard all about it.
Yeah, and she couldn't actually do her groove without all of those apparatus assistants there. She's got to have a lot of apparatus.
Oh, yeah, I've heard, you know, backstage tapes of some of these people without any enhancement.
Yeah, well, it's good to see. It keeps everybody a little bit more honest, doesn't it? On the other hand, who cares? If it looks good and it sounds good, it is good. I don't care if it's tape. If she's throwing it around and it sounds good to me, I don't care where it came from. Here's my $20. Where do I buy the T-shirt? Agreed or disagree?
Well, listen, you have a great day, Dave.
Thank you. You too. Okay, Kelly Clarkson. Let's have it up here. What is Kelly actually running for? She is in like best, here it is, best female pop vocal performance, okay? And this is Since You've Been Gone from the album Breakaway. Let's listen to this together in terms of, we know the song, but let's listen to it with the ears in mind of, this is going to be running for a Grammy as a hit song of the year. Go ahead, swing it, Hutch. Stop tuning up, Brian. Now she's gonna sing loud. Ready? Here we go.
And all you'd ever hear me say.
No, she's gonna have two of her voices. Here we go.
That's all you'd ever
hear it? There's three of her.
But since you've been gone,
now there's seven of her.
I can't breathe all the third time.
Tinsel. Now there's nine of her.
Thanks to you. Now again.
And it sounds. Okay, turn that. Set it down there. See, she sounds like she's singing in a glass jar because they're piling up so many vocals of her. They're overdubbing her voice 2, 4, and 8 times in the middle part there. Because her voice can't substantiate the melody, you gotta add extra width to the voice by doubling it and tripling it. Then when the chorus comes in, all she does is sing it a little bit higher. Again, the voice can't substantiate the melody, so now you got 9 Kelly Clarksons playing at the same time. Take it from the very beginning. One more time here, Hutch. This is a very well-known song from a very well-known person who is supposedly known for her vocal abilities. From the top, Kelly Clarkson. Here we go. Guitar part sucks. Here we go.
Here's the thing. We started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
And then I didn't do my homework, and I got kicked off to cheerleader squad. And then I...
You're dedicated. You took
I can't remember. Now watch, she's going to have to double the voice. Here it comes.
Since you've been gone.
3 more Kellys, please. Here we go.
And all you'd ever hear me say.
Thank you.
It's how I picture me with you.
Hear it? There's 4 of her.
That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone.
And now there's 8 of her. Hear that?
I can't breathe all the third time.
Okay, all right, now, enough. It's enough. Healthy criticism from Roth Radio, where the debris meets the sea. You know me, David Lee. I'm not myself this morning, but who is? Much like Kelly Clarkson, I'm schizophrenic. Have a great day from all eight of us. Yeah, baby.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.